What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Titans Time Podcast, your Tennessee Titans podcast for the Pigskin Podcast Network. I'm your host, Tyler Staggs, and man, oh man, do we have a show for y'all tonight, because, you know, originally I was planning on doing a show tonight and talking about the flat-out ass-whooping that the Eagles gave the Titans on Sunday, but we got some news today that I don't think any Titans fan was expecting to get, and we're going to dive into that all on this show. But first, before we do that, got to tell you how you can support the show. If you're watching on YouTube right now, back out of that live chat and go ahead and hit that thumbs up button, leave a like on the video, and let's go ahead and share this video out, because with the news that broke today, we need as many Titans fans in here as we can get, because I want to see everybody's opinion on what's went down. And also, if you haven't already, make sure hit that subscribe button. Closing in on the end of the year, and we are nowhere near the goal. Trying to hit 800 to 1,000 subscribers before the end of this year. So if y'all help me make that push, it is greatly appreciated. And obviously, greatly appreciate everyone who's already subscribed and been loyal subscribers coming into the shows, being in the live chat. So again, appreciate that. Now, the audio version of this podcast will be up a little bit later tonight. Go check that out. Stitcher, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Just type in Titans Time Podcast. Follow the show on those platforms. Leave a 5-star rating. Leave a review. It helps the show out a lot. Also, make sure to go check me out on social media. TikTok, @Titans_time. I'm putting up content daily on there. Twitter, @Titans_time. And I may have said TikTok wrong. The TikTok is @TitansTime. Used to Twitter coming first there. Like I said, Twitter, @Titans_time. Instagram, TitansTime Podcast. Facebook, TitansTime. And y'all know, for news like this, we got to bring in one of our buddies, friend of the show, great friend of mine, a guy that's, you know, I'm surprised he wasn't the one that broke this news first with all of his inside information there. But we got our buddy Titans Rossi here with us. And y'all make sure go follow him on Twitter @TitansRossi and subscribe to his YouTube channel. He's also got Instagram now. I believe it's @TitansRossi. Trying to get him on the TikTok train there for the Titans content. But buddy, how you doing tonight?
Doing good. I was thinking earlier, I was like, man, I wish I could have broke this one. This one would have been the biggest one by far. But unfortunately, we didn't, you know, I imagine this one was kept really close to the hip. they probably weren't telling a soul. And, you know, mm-mm. I imagine this was one of the ones that, you know, if anybody was going to release it, it was definitely going to be Adam Schefter or Ian Rappaport or Tom Pelissero. But man, it would have been awesome to get my hands on this one, dude. It would have blown up. But
everyone would have been wondering then, who is this guy's source that he was able to break this news? And that may have been the news. Like, if you broke it, the Titans may be paying more attention to your YouTube page and trying to zone in on who that source is.
Right, they'd be blaming Mason Kinsey again or something. But you know, it is what it is. I would have loved to break it, but you can't win them all. And this is a big day in the organization's history. You know, I mean,
it is
big day.
And obviously, if you haven't been paying attention today, the news that we are talking about is the Titans, Amy Adams Strunk, the Titans owner, fired John Robinson today, relieved him of his duties as the Titans general manager. And definitely going to want to know y'all's thoughts in the chat on this. I do want to give everyone in the chat a shout out right quick. We got Al Pierce saying, tighten up, everybody. We got Joe saying, hey, tighten up to you as well. My wife saying, tighten up, y'all, invigorating times we live in. Did we see where Amy also bought 333 acres of land in Williamson County today? Woman is making moves. She's doing something. No idea. Ryan Dodd saying, tighten up to you as well. TN Sports Hub saying, Titans either heading up or down. Status quo will not remain. Let's see. Wife says, team is about to be revamped completely next season. Derrick Henry stays and hopefully Big Jeff. The rest will go. Tannehill traded out and Malik stepping in. Alex saying, I think J-Rob was going to let Simmons walk like he did AJ, and that was the nail in the coffin. Wife says, agree, there were rumors of that. Then obviously Rossi in here putting in the work, not only actually being here on the live stream, but in the chat as well, saying, tighten up, everybody. Got a great show. Hit that like button. And yeah, these comments are rolling in like crazy. DS4570 saying, yeah, I don't think J-Rob was planning on re-signing Big Jeff. Ain't no way we're letting Jeff walk. So, yeah, and, you know, want to pretty much, I'm looking at the official statement from Amy Adams Strunk right now. And before we dive more into this, Rossi, I do want to say, because I'm pretty sure you feel the same way, John Robinson, what he was able to help this organization do in turning things around. And, I mean, with him as the general manager, this team has had a winning season ever since. They've made the playoffs, like, for the last 5 years, going on six, something like that. Won the AFC South the last 2 years, going on our third year of that. So, yeah. Titans fans definitely need to show gratitude and thank him for helping turn this organization around.
Yeah.
However, what led us to this point is got complacent. Just was happy, it seemed like, with winning the division and making it to the first round of the playoffs. And whether we got put out in the first round or whatever happened, then, you know, that was fine. We won the division. We made the playoffs, had a winning season. And from looking at Miss Amy's statement here, she wants to thank John for what he done, but also she's not just happy with winning the damn division. She wants to go get that Lombardi. She wants to make it to the AFC Championship game again, win that, make it to the Super Bowl, and bring championships to Nashville. So she's not going to settle for mediocre. She wants someone that's going to make moves. And I know Al Pierce is saying the rumors that Amy wouldn't or couldn't spend money is turning out to be false. TN Sports Hub saying, I mean, I do vividly remember our fan base saying, in J-Rob we trust. And, you know, coming out of that 2019 season into the 2020 season and out of that 2020 season, I mean, that's kind of where we were at. I mean, everyone was saying that. We were giving him a pass for the Isaiah Wilson pick because that was the year where everything pretty much got shut down. So it was harder to do the scouting, harder to interview these draft prospects. So, you know, kind of give a little leeway there. But now you have where he missed on the Isaiah Wilson pick. I had a lot of hope for Caleb Farley going into this season. And, you know, hey, maybe he finds a way to come back from yet another injury, turn it around, and make me eat my words. But it seems like there's another bust there of a first-round pick. Then you have taken Raidens in the second round, and we can't even get the guy out there at left tackle to see if – I mean, he can't be any worse than Dennis Daly. And that's another person, Dennis Daly, traded a fifth-round pick for the guy, and all he's pretty much been good at is letting rushers almost kill our quarterback.
First in the league, tied for first in the league in sacks allowed by left tackle. 9 sacks allowed. And the other guy, whoever it is, I can't remember, the other guy who has given up 9 sacks has played, I think, has played like a lot more snaps than Daly or something like that. It's something crazy, you know. I mean, Daly's percentage is insane. The sacks that he's given up per, you know.
Right. So, Rossi, what I want to do, I want your initial thoughts. Whenever you seen this news break, what was going through your mind?
I was shocked. I mean, I was absolutely shocked, you know. I mean, this is not what the Titans do. You know, they don't typically, you know, in their history, they don't just cut, especially such a, you know, a monumental figure in the organization like this in the middle of the season. And honestly, I mean, look, I knew J-Rob was kind of getting into a little bit of murky water, but I didn't think it was to the point of where they were going to release him, you know, and especially not during the season. I mean, and like you said, you got to give respect to the guy. I mean, he came here, what, 7 years ago? It was the year that Henry was drafted. And he helped draft Henry. I mean, he's had some good players, but here lately, there's just been too many screw-ups. You know, just too many screw-ups in key positions. He's one of the main reasons our offensive line is the way it is. You know, I mean, I understand what Amy says, because there's a part in that statement that she had where it says, I believe there's more to be done and higher aspirations to be met. And I, in a way, I really respect Amy for doing this. You know, it kind of shows that she's not going to sit back and just let anybody run over her. And also, Adam Schefter said on video today, and I don't know if you heard this, I just heard this a little while ago, that apparently she was upset that she was left out of a few of these deals that he's made. You know, she and Mama wasn't happy. You know, he wasn't at least sending a text or something saying, hey, we're going to trade a 5th round pick for Dennis Dummy, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, and it's just, I don't know, man. It's just these questionable things lately. Is it good? I don't know if it's a good thing or not. In the middle of the season, I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, what difference is this interim guy going to make? I mean, there's only so many ways you can go now, right? I mean, there's only, you can't make any trades.
Well, and
I mean, I don't know.
I think the biggest thing is the reason they went ahead and made this move now, because I was like you with my initial thoughts. I didn't see this coming in the middle of the season. I figured if anything happened, it would have been after the season, or I thought he has 4 years left on his contract. I mean, he just got extended through 2027. So I thought, okay, maybe he gets one more year to try to right the ship. But so I didn't expect it to come during the middle of the season. But other people have had really good points about how you do it now, because starting next month, you're going to have the Senior Bowl and all this other stuff for these college prospects. So if you've already decided you're going to make this move, you don't wait until the offseason and let John Robinson be the one going through, you know, watching these guys, kind of keeping his eye on people, telling the scouts, hey, we need to be looking here, here, and here, maybe doing a little talking with them. If he's going to be gone after the season, you don't want him being the one to do that. You want someone else to step in. You go ahead, cut ties now. But, yeah, I did not expect this during the middle of the season. And I know everyone, we got a lot of comments to catch up on here. And just right quick, I want to go ahead, hit this segment of the show, because the next thing I want to get into is talking about the A.J. Brown trade and all the Jeffrey Simmons stuff and how that potentially factored in to this. And I don't want to interrupt that with our segment. So, and I am talking about the best bets segment presented by DraftKings. And DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. It's my go-to when betting on the NFL this holiday season. From their same-game parlays to easy and fast payouts, player prop options, there's just so many things that DraftKings offers. And, again, that's why it's my go-to. Right now, new customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. Now, everyone can earn up to a 100% boost with DraftKings stepped-up same-game parlays. I've been doing this a lot. Pretty much, you build up to 10 legs in your same-game parlay. You get a 100% profit boost on it, which means if you hit it, it's an even bigger payout for you. Go to the DraftKings Sportsbook app, play same-game parlay, and combine multiple bets like which team will win, player props, point totals, and more. The more legs you add, like I said, the bigger the boost and the bigger your shot at winning big. Now, all you have to do, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, use promo code TPPN, place a $5 bet on any NFL team to win their game, and get $150 in free bets if they do. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with promo code TPPN. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See the show details for more on all of that. And I'll be honest, my bets haven't been hitting lately. So with what I'm about to tell you, this is not betting advice, but if you decide you want to fade me, wouldn't blame you there, because again, I haven't hit on anything. Had a bet last night for either Mike Evans or Chris Godwin, anytime touchdown score. DraftKings boosted it to plus 100 odds, so I could double my money if they'd hit it. End of the game, Chris Godwin catches a touchdown pass. It gets called back for holding, and I end up losing that bet. So thanks a lot, Ref, for costing me that. But with to tie this back in to the John Robinson firing and pretty much Miss Amy saying, look, I don't care who you are, I'm not dealing with this shit anymore this year. I could see this lighting a fire under the Titans, their players, their coaches, everyone. Right now, the Titans are 3.5-point favorites over the Jaguars at home. I think you got to take the points there. Take the Titans minus 3.5. Even take alternate minus 2.5. And I feel pretty good about that. Another bet that I feel pretty good about, the Minnesota Vikings, you know, 10-2. You would think in their games they would be favored right now. They go to play the Detroit Lions, and the Lions, hey, they lit it up this past week. I think they scored on all 8 drives that they had, or on 8 straight drives, whatever it was. But the Minnesota Vikings are underdogs to the Lions. I think you hit that Minnesota Vikings money line and let it ride, because I can. It's not a primetime game, so Kirk Cousins is going to be doing his thing. Justin Jefferson out there. I think those are the ways to go. And now, getting back to talking about, and I'm wanting to get back up to the comments here, because Rossi, you mentioned it earlier with the not involving Miss Amy in some of the decisions that were being made. And there's some speculation going around that maybe she wasn't as involved in the AJ stuff as she should have been. And maybe that's why Vrabel was so pissed off on draft night whenever that trade went through. And DS4570 says it right here. There's also reports that J-Rob didn't inform Amy Adams his plans of trading AJ, which would explain why Vrabel was so pissed. And that it just seems very ironic that he trades away AJ Brown, and then the 2 days after the Titans play the Eagles, they get blown out. AJ Brown goes for 8 catches, 119 yards, and 2 touchdowns against them. Has his revenge game that John Robinson ends up getting fired.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes you wonder more if maybe she didn't know about the AJ stuff or wasn't as involved in it. And maybe this AJ stuff was the final straw that broke the camel's back. What's your thoughts on that?
I think she probably was definitely kept out of it, you know? And I mean, look, trading away AJ was a gigantic, ginormous mistake. You know, when it happened, I was like, what are you doing? I mean, okay, yeah, maybe he went to her and said, well, this is the only way we're going to be able to keep this winning nucleus. We're not going to be able to pay everybody or this and that or blah, blah, blah. But the way NFL caps are now, I mean, you can restructure things, you know, rob Paul to pay Peter. There's so many different ways, and teams do it all the time. I mean, you see all these teams with these superstar rosters, you know what I mean? There's ways mm-hmm. to do it. And I really, man, I hated that trade. I really did. I mean, it's the first time in Titans, maybe even Oilers history, arguably, where you had a dynamic, I mean, a game-changing wide receiver. Yeah, we've had great wide receivers, you know, Derek Mason, even back to the Oiler days, we've had great wide receivers, but nobody liked the talent that AJ had. You know, I mm-hmm. get the injuries and this and that, but, you know, it just blew my mind when it happened, and you saw on that video, and I watched it again today, how pissed Vrabel was in that mm-hmm. thing. And it just makes you wonder, like, how much power does a GM have? I mean, is there not anybody else chirping in his ear saying, hey, no, or this or that, right. We should do that, you know? And it makes me think maybe Amy really wasn't involved, you know, because maybe she would have stopped it from happening and said, hey, you know, here's $40 million guaranteed.
Right.
You know, they let me take it out of the trust fund or whatever. And here you go, you know. It's insane. And I think, honestly, and I, as much as I've loved J-Rob and what he's done for this organization, I think it's a fireable offense. I mean, she had to feel so, when she saw AJ disrespecting us like that, and not only that, but killing us, you know, just
mm-hmm.
playing the way he's playing overall this season, and then it leads up to that game, let alone the season he had, and then it leads mm-hmm. up to that game. And I'm sure she's sitting back at home or wherever she watched it at, just livid.
Livid. Oh, yeah.
And I can't blame her, man. As much as I'm kind of iffy about this happening in the season, and it's, you know, I just can't blame her for it.
Yeah, I can't either. And also, you know, Eagles fans turn into the Titans owner box, you know, in their stadium, and they're chirping at them, pretty much letting them know, hey, you let this guy go. You traded him to us, and this is what he's doing to y'all now. And, you know, talking about how pissed Vrabel was on draft night, it was one of those things where, you know, he had made the comment that as long as he's the head coach of this football team, A.J. Brown was not going to be on the trading block.
Right.
So A.J. being traded, and with Vrabel's reaction, you have to wonder if the rug was just pulled out from under his feet and J-Rob said, hey, I'm doing this no matter what. And here's the thing. All this happening now, everything, when it happened, even with how AJ's been on Twitter, this or that, I wasn't happy about the AJ trade. Still not too happy about it. I do think we have a promising wide receiver in Burks. And oh, yeah, it's unfortunate that he got hurt on, you know, his first catch in the game against the Eagles.
A dirty hit.
It was, and look, I've had Eagles fans coming at me on TikTok because I said something about that being a dirty hit. And, oh, it wasn't a dirty hit. He was trying to separate the ball. No, he hit him in the head with his helmet and his shoulder. Like, don't give me that. I've had them saying, well, Burke's body was at a weird angle. Go for the midsection. He had time to make a decision, and he still went high on him. It was a dirty hit. And just to tie in how bad this roster is right now in certain spots, Treylon Burks had that catch early in the game. It was his only catch for the game because he got put out with concussion. He still was our second leading receiver for that Eagles game. One catch for 25 yards and the Titans' only touchdown. The only person that actually done better than him was Chig. Four catches for 68 yards. Like, no one else could get open and do anything. Our offensive line, terrible. Again, and all of that comes back to the moves that John Robinson made. And that's what led us to this point. And Al says that he was shocked but not surprised, if I understand that. And I do, because, you know, that's kind of where I was at. Stanley Wilson saying, y'all can say what you want, but it's no doubt that more went on with this. Some yelling and shouting came with this. Someone almost came to blows is what he thinks. TN Sports Hub saying, my mind is absolutely blown. To my knowledge, this is the first firing of an above 500 GM in the middle of a season in league history. And I do believe that is right.
Probably right, yeah.
DS4570, this is something else that's been going around, saying that Vrabel told Amy it's either J-Rob gets fired or he leaves, because he feels like Vrabel's getting tired of bailing out J-Rob's poor drafting and player management, especially in free agency. And I've been seeing a lot of people say that, where Vrabel may have just went to Miss Amy and been like, look, I can't keep doing this. You know, I'm doing the best I can with the roster that I've been given, but something's got to change. And maybe that's what it was. We got Bryce here in the chat saying, what's up? What's up, Bryce? Hope you're doing well. Glad the eye's doing better. Tighten up to you. And I have been seeing where you've been posting on Twitter about just whipping all of these teams on Madden. Keep that up, buddy. Let's see. Got more here. William Young says, what does all this mean about Downing? Will Amy force Vrabel to fire him? I mean, what's your thoughts on this, Rossi? Because
I mean, the only way I see them firing him is, say, they, you know, lose a couple more games in a row. You know, I could see it happening if they go and lay an A, you know, and this slide just continues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fact of the matter is they need to go out against Jacksonville at home and correct a bunch of things. You know, they need to, honestly, they desperately need a good King Henry day against Jacksonville. Like, this needs to be the game where they get the run game going, they get some confidence in the run game, get back on track. This needs to be the game. I'm not talking about, you know, Henry with, you know, 15 carries for 70 yards. I'm talking about, you know, 20, 25 carry game, 130 to 150 yard game for Henry. It needs to be one of those type of games where we get back to our identity. We get back to playing Titans football and get hot, because, you know, at this point in the season, we're going to be one and done. I mean, that's just the way it is. I mean, unless this team can just get hot and start playing some real Titan football, get back to where they were and better, then I could see some heads on the chopping block, a.k.a. Downing, a.k.a. maybe the offensive line coach. You know, there could be a few heads about the role, you know, so they better put it together. They better be ready to go against Jacksonville and ready to whoop some ass.
Yeah, because, I mean, here's the thing. Miss Amy, she showed with this move today that she is not to be crossed. So, you know, if she thinks you're not doing a good enough job and she wants something done, she's going to make sure it gets done. That's just the way it is.
I like it.
Yeah. And, you know, talking about Henry needing to have a big day against Jacksonville and getting back to Titans football, we got to get back to dominating in the trenches, because on the offensive line and the defensive line, because the last couple of games, we have just been getting our ass whooped in that aspect and getting pushed around like we're a bunch of nobodies. And I don't know if, you know, we've talked about, hey, put Radins at left tackle. That's what we drafted him for. He can't be any worse than Daly. I don't care if you want to put Radins at left guard. We need someone bigger than Brewer right there. And then I don't care if you have to go get Taylor Lewan from his couch or wherever he's at. On one leg, you could put him out there, and he's going to be better than Dennis Daly. I mean, it's hard to be any worse than Dennis Daly, and I'm surprised that no one has beat him out for that spot yet. But with the firing of John Robinson, I did see a report that said that, you know, Vrabel's going to have a little bit more power and a little bit more say on the roster, and I think that'll be good, because he can – you know, maybe that's going to be the key to really structuring this roster and getting us back on track. TN Sports Hub saying that he's 99% passed everything and graduates Saturday. We'll be fixing laptop soon and back in the game ASAP. We'll be doing an episode with phone if I can't get it quick enough. Man, that's awesome. Congrats on the graduating.
Yeah, buddy. Congrats, dude. Good job.
My wife says, I bet Amy got a version of the AJ trade that wasn't fully true. AJ probably said something to her when he was there and made her realize the full truth was kept from her. And I am going to say this, as far as the AJ trade stuff, because I do think this is true with any story that goes on, you're going to have AJ's side, you're going to have J-Rob's side, and then you're going to have the truth in the middle. So it's pretty much taking their two stories, combining them together, and that's probably what really happened. Chris Harp says, guys, Amy has okayed the spending. We are up against the cap, closer than we've ever been compared to 10 years prior. Yeah, but what you don't want, even with being closer to the cap there, things you don't want to happen is players like Jeffrey Simmons, you know, reports coming out that he's been told, hey, we want you to be here, but we don't know how we're going to pay you. We don't think we can pay you what you think you're worth. And for Titans fans, after the AJ trade went down, that is the last thing we want to read, hear about, or anything, mm-hmm. is the fact of Jeffrey Simmons may not be around much longer. And if all this stuff with the AJ trade is true, and Amy Adams Strunk didn't know about every detail of it and wasn't really kept in the loop, maybe, again, that was a driving force to where she's like, you know what? We're not going to let that happen with Simmons. I'm going to make sure that he stays around. And I've heard other people talking about this and want to get your opinion, Rossi. Do you think that this move happening means that it better than ever, there is an extremely high chance that Jeffrey Simmons signs an extension with this team, because whoever takes over that GM spot, you know Vrabel's going to have a say in who gets that GM spot. Right. Whoever takes it over, they're not going to want their first move being, hey, I traded away Jeffrey Simmons.
Right. I think it's number one priority. Number one priority is to re-sign Jeffrey Simmons. And there was a comment made by Clowney Super Bowl. And Clowney, you know,
I was just about to pull it up
on our channel a lot. And I appreciate you, buddy. But I disagree with you on this one, man. I agree that, like I said, I give props to J-Rob for sure. You know, but I disagree, man. I think you don't trade away your premier generational talent. Look, AJ Brown is not just some wide receiver. He's not just Corey Davis. He's not, you know, a Kevin Dyson. He's not just some kind of above average wide receiver. I mean, he is a generational talent. I mean, the guy is, he's cut like a freaking, like DK Metcalf. They're both kind of the same mold. Big physical receiver, like a running back, drags guys into the end zone. Yeah, he had a few little injury issues, nothing insanely major. I mean, you know, he missed some time here and there. I don't think we're winners in this. I really don't. Now, maybe 3-4 years down the road, maybe next year, you know, maybe Treylon Burks is phenomenal next year and has 1,500 yards receiving. And we're all like, hell yeah, it's the greatest trade ever. But, I mean, I don't know. I just think that I would rather have AJ than Treylon Burks. I really would. You know, I mean, it's a no-brainer to me. And I feel like that, yeah, maybe you're right, Tyler. Maybe you're right about, you know, this being a good thing. And as far as the Jeffrey Simmons thing. I think Jeffrey Simmons has to be number one priority over anybody else, because not only is he an incredible generational talent, the guy is literally second best, maybe just as good as Aaron Donald. I mean, come on. It's a no-brainer. You know, you make it work. However you need to make it work, you make it work. You know?
Yeah.
And then you build around him.
Yeah, and I want to say for people coming into the chat late here, one thing we did do closer to the start of this show is we did, you know, say thank you and show our appreciation for what J-Rob helped, how he helped turn this organization around, turn this team around. We acknowledge the team has had winning seasons under him ever since he's been here. We're on track for another. We're on track for another AFC South championship. But the difference is, with how we're looking at this, he's got, it almost seems like, complacent with the fact of, okay, I'm fine with just winning the division and making the playoffs, but if we don't go any further, that's okay. We're still winning.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not where we want to be. We want to push past that point. And I bring that up, and y'all, another thing with our channels, we want y'all to know all of y'all are entitled to y'all's own opinion for sure. Mm-hmm. We're entitled to ours, and we love talking about y'all's opinions, ours opinion, debating them, all of that. And, you know, if we have difference of opinion, that's fine. You know, and I say that because Brandon says, John brought us Titans football as we know it, and it was working and helping us year to year. And here's where I'm going to disagree with you just a little bit, Brandon. Because I think what John did that brought us Titans football as we know it is he got Vrabel here. Vrabel is the piece that makes this team run like they do. Look at what Vrabel did last year with all the injuries. We still ended up with the number one seed. This year, all the injuries, the bad O-line, the wide receivers, aside from one or two guys that can't get separation, Vrabel has us sitting at 7-5. That's the difference. If the, you know, if the speculation that some people have had of Vrabel going to Amy Adams Strunk and saying, hey, it's either me or J-Rob, if that were to come out and be true, then you pick Vrabel. Vrabel is the pick 10 times out of 10. Because look at what he's done with these rosters that have been assembled. He is making the best out of the roster that's being given to him. It's just that simple. And Brandon says, it's the same as if we all got down on Henry for his lack of success. Clowney saying, y'all better hope J-Rob doesn't get picked up by the Colts. You know, hey, it's... And Brandon saying the pass protection has been okay and Henry still gets 3 yards after contact. Don't know about that, Brandon, because it seems like... The pass protection, the pass blocking. I don't know that the pass blocking has been okay.
I see what he's saying. Yeah.
And let's see. J-Rob's culture of team over individual is dead. We are going for stars with new stadium on the way, and Braves can deal with pros so he can handle the change in dynamic. Man, Vrabel preaches team mentality. I mean, if you watch any of his press conferences, especially after games where they lose, and even when they win, he's not calling out one single guy. Mm-hmm. He's talking about what the team did, how the team got that win. So... Clowney's saying, y'all keep gassing Simmons up. He's probably the most overrated player to play for this franchise. Without help, he makes zero impact. He's not a dominant player. Clowney Super Bowl. You literally have Jadeveon Clowney, who was so hyped up but had so poor of work ethic that I'm going to leave that part at that. Simmons is hurt.
County's
Simmons
not is hurt with right us now. Anymore.
Right. Simmons is hurt. I do agree that Autry makes a difference for our defensive line.
Yeah.
But Simmons is dealing with a bum ankle this year.
Yeah.
And yes, the last couple of games, he hasn't been doing as much, but no one on the team has. I mean, we've been getting dominated in the trenches. And most of the time, Simmons is dealing with double teams, triple teams even. So, you know, and Clowney Super Bowl says generational, Justin Jefferson, DK, AJ, etc. Very good is the term you are looking for, Rossi. AJ is a good to great player at times, but he is not Calvin Johnson, generational talent.
Well, I mean, not many people are basing Calvin Johnson. You don't have to be a generational talent to be you don't have to be Calvin Johnson. I mean, yeah, Jefferson's generational for this day and age. You know what I mean? Like, I consider AJ top three to top five receiver in the league when he's healthy. Look what he's doing in Philadelphia. How could you not? I mean, the guy's killing it. And he looks great doing it.
I mean,
in my opinion.
You know, and here's the thing. When you start comparing these guys to Calvin Johnson, you're looking back at Calvin Johnson's career as a whole. Like, you're taking all that into account because he's retired now. So it's easy to say that these guys don't match up to him. And Calvin Johnson, Megatron, the dude was a freak. 6'5" with an insane catch radius. He can go up over you. He has speed like he does. AJ, though, he's a guy that is extremely strong. I mean, when he came into the league, he had to lose some weight because he was too bulked up. His ability to, after he gets the ball in his hands, his run after catch, break tackle, like, those are some things that make him different. He was easily the best receiver this franchise had ever had. It's just, and in the short amount of time we had him, he made that clear. And Al Pierce says, the sad thing is we could have kept AJ and still made a move to get Burks. Could you imagine both of them on our team? That would be crazy. Aiden says, Titan Time podcast, as soon as Vrabel said we was at a crossroads, we knew Vrabel was going to get J-Rob fired. And how do y'all think Vrabel getting more power to have a say-so first who to sign and draft? I mean, I think Vrabel is – that's going to help out, him having a say on this roster. I mean, I just – I can't see with how the O-line looks right now and some of the picks that have been made, signings – I just can't see maybe Vrabel having as much say in those situations before with John Robinson. Chris Harp said, AJ Brown is that dude. Big Jeff is that dude. Those guys hide pretty much they make everyone else around them look better. And Titans Fox pretty much repeating what I said. That philosophy was mostly Vrabel. Being too nice was J-Rob. Simmons was great with Clowney beside him.
Simmons played 8 games for us.
You mean Clowney?
That's almost like, I mean Clowney. Clowney played 8 games for us.
So, and Bennett Johnson says, Clowney didn't do squat with the Titans. Let's see. JD says, DK is not generational talent. Brandon says, AJ's athleticism is top notch. Donkey Lips saying, I'm not hip to the Adams not being aware of the details on the AJ trade thing, but what does it say that Robinson was let go before Downing, especially when she said we look at wins and losses? I mean, look at the biggest games we've been in and why we lost them. Downing, Chiefs, Downing, Bengals, Downing, still mad. And yeah, you know, so that's where it gets murky. And I think going back to a comment from earlier talking about Vrabel's crossroads comment, when I first heard that, I thought maybe he was meaning, you know, something with Downing, something with the team as far as the left tackle position, things like that. And now I didn't expect the J-Rob firing, like we both said. And we got 29 people here in the chat. I think this may be the most people I've ever had in a chat. Y'all make sure, back out of the live chat, hit that like button, hit that subscribe button if you haven't already. I'm seeing some new names in here. Y'all make sure to go do that. Share this video out, and we're loving all the comments and interaction on here. Also, go subscribe to Titans Rossi if you haven't already. His link is in the description. Clowney says, generational is not something that happens often, yet we see young receivers come in every season and tear it up. Long-term success is needed for the term generational to be acquired. Still love AJ. And, you know, that's why I get where you're coming from there. I do. But what you kind of look at is the potential, and I mean, it. Say AJ keeps this up, the production that he's had, he keeps it up for 10 more years, then you're looking at the guy as a generational talent. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to call a spade there. So Al says, who made the decision on to who stays down on the practice squad versus those called up to the 53? That's a good question, Al.
It's supposed to be a collective decision, really, as far as, you know, between the coaches, that type of thing.
Donkey Lips saying it's got to be a, you know what, to read these comments while streaming. And Donkey Lips actually love it, because the more interaction we get, the more people we get in here, the more opinions we get. It creates more discussion. I mean, you know, just here the second half of the show, getting more people in here and different opinions, it's given us some different things to hit on that we may not have been thinking about. So, you know, we love all the comments. Clowney, I don't know.
No, definitely wrong on that one.
Here's the thing, Clowney, I've been around long enough to see both. And AJ's ability to do what he does, Derek Mason didn't have that. Mason was a good receiver. I'm not saying that he wasn't. But what AJ brought to the table, that's what put him over the top as far as being the best receiver for us. Bryce says that he has a question for us. Go ahead and fire away, Bryce. We're starting to catch up on the comments here. And let's see. Have a lot of faith in the guy that refuses to get rid of Todd Downing. I have faith in the guy who led us to the number one seed in the AFC last year after using 91 or 92 players. I have faith in the guy that this year, already going through 70-something players, luckily has us set up well enough to where we're in position to win the AFC South again. And that in games like the Chiefs game that came down to overtime for them to beat us when we had our backup rookie quarterback in, I have faith in the guy that knows how to get this team fired up. He's the guy that's not happy with how the last 2 weeks have gone. That's the guy that I'm putting my faith in. We've given J-Rob his praise for what he did help this organization do. But also, the guy that's no longer here gave up a fifth-round pick for Dennis Daly. And go check out Rossi's channel, because he talks about Rossi put up a video of J-Rob praising Daly for what they saw from him and why they thought he was worth that fifth-round pick. And then watch what happened in this game against the Eagles. The false start. The getting beat off the line. The guy constantly gets beat. I mean, That's saying something. D09 Motivation says, I've been saying fire John Robinson for so long and got so much pushback. It's amazing now that he actually gets let go and everybody is on board. William said, just subscribed. Thank you, William. Appreciate that.
Nice.
Let's see. Man, just the comments coming in like crazy.
So I do want to, you know, oh, go ahead.
Oh, we'll go back to that in just a second, Rossi. Titans and Truth in the building. What's up, man? Hope you're doing well. Saying, what's up, fellas? I don't think Vrabel is safe. Downing got to go. Big Jeff is going to stay. I agree. I think Big Jeff is going to stay. As far as Downing goes, I think he's going to go. I just don't think it's going to be during the season. As bad as I hate to say that. Yeah. And I could be wrong. It could come down to, you know, Vrabel pretty much being told, hey, you need to get rid of him and promote Tim Kelly up, something. But I get where you're at there. What were you wanting to hit on, Rossi?
No, I was just say Sin City, you know, I know he's a friend of mine, personal friend of mine as well, and I know he's pretty upset about the J-Rob thing, and I understand, you know, I get it. I mean, he's right. He in one of the comments, he said, this man brought us up from the gutter. We won 5 games combined in the 2 seasons before J-Rob. Now we're perennial division winners who win double digits every year. And I agree with you, Sin. I really do. I think, you know, yeah, this guy, he's turned this organization around, helped turn it around, you know. But I also agree with Tyler, too, that, you know, Vrabel – if you look at last season, I would give a lot of that credit to Vrabel. Now, I mean, J-Rob did help bring in some of those guys on the practice squad that outplayed their capabilities, probably, you know. But I just think, do I like the move? I don't know if I don't like it. Do I hate it? No. I mean, I think they probably could have waited till the season ended or right before the season ended, because I just don't see what type of impact it's going to cause in the moment. But, you know, maybe like Tyler said, you know, I mean, this gives them a little heads up on the draft. But at the same time, I mean, if this new guy is just an interim guy, then they're going to have to hire somebody later anyways, and he's going to have to get acclimated. So, I don't know. But I do agree with you there, Sin City. I mean, I think that, yeah, I mean, definitely we got to give props to J-Rob and everything else. But I also see what Amy's talking about, too, because she's wanting more. She's wanting to take this organization to a level it's never really – I mean, it's been to a Super Bowl one time – but she wants us to be top of the top. I mean, she wants to go above and beyond. And I feel like she's taking a shot here and saying, look, you know, I feel like, thank you, J-Rob, for all you've done, but I feel like we can take another step. And maybe she's seen enough in the last few seasons with Isaiah Simmons, Caleb Farley, and all and the questionable things that have happened, trading AJ and things like that, and we never know, Sin City. We never know. I mean, there's all this stuff that's coming up about how he's kept Amy out of the loop. Now, we don't know if any of this is true or not, because none of it's confirmed. But if that's the case, looking at it from an owner's eyes, if I'm the owner of a company and my manager is, you know, going out and say I own a construction business and this homeowner wants their house painted white and he paints their house green, you know, like, I mean, it's, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's the most redneck term I could probably, you know, relate it to. But anyways, you know what I mean? As far as I can kind of see where she might be coming from, if that's true, there's got to be a reason. There's got to be more of a reason behind it. And that's what I'm trying to find out. That's what I'm trying to dig maybe I can be the one that finds out why. Maybe I didn't break it, right. But maybe I can, you know, get my hands on some tidbits of news of actually, you know, why this happened. I don't know, but I'm trying, right. Man. I'm trying.
And we may never find out what exactly led to it being happening at this moment, everything. Sam Bell says, what's up, Sam? What's up? Hope you're doing well. Bryce's question for us was, what are our thoughts on Todd Downing when he's on the field now? And I think I can probably speak for both me and Rossi when I say he's back to the same old shit. Wah, and wah, wah. It's painful. And I don't know, maybe I'm not gonna say that. Well, Titans and Truth says terrible drafts recently and Dennis Dudley 9 sacks allowed. Yep. Joe says also subscribe. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate that. Clowney says, y'all talk down to me all you want, but I'm correct, and deep down you know it. Keep peddling those false narratives about irrelevant players to the Titans who aren't on the team anymore. And, you know, Clowney, I've been trying to keep up with the chat. Me and Rossi, we're not trying to talk down to you. We're just giving our opinion on that. Says Vrabel is just as likely to run this team into the ground if left without supervision. You know, I think here's the thing. I think Miss Amy is pretty much, you know, with this move today, she's showing, hey, I'm not going to let someone run it into the ground. Like, I'm going to be supervising what's going on.
Yeah. If mama ain't Titans happy, and Truth nobody's saying, happy.
Exactly. Saying agree, wait until the season's over.
Yeah, I hear you there, and I kind of agree with that too.
And man, these comments, y'all have been killing it in the chat. I'll be honest with you, Rossi. I don't know how TA and Upload with all the people they have in there, they do it because. Man, these comments are flying in, and it is hard to keep up, but I'm loving it.
Yeah, you get 30, 50, 100 people in there, and they start rolling through. So we appreciate y'all. I know Tyler does for sure, too.
And Donkey Lip saying, I don't know how you can be a Titans fan and be okay with seeing Robinson go. Again, here's the thing. It's Titans fans... And I know this is kind of broad and kind of has me speaking for everyone, but I think everyone acknowledges what he's done in the past couple of years to, like, from when he first came here for turning things around. But you also, I mean, in this world, in life, in your job, especially in this job, it turns into a what have you done for me lately scenario. And lately, there's been misses in the draft and misses in free agency that have put the team in, as far as roster-wise, in bad spots. Let's see. Of course, people are talking about, you know, team being run into the ground. And that's the thing. This is one of those moves where some fans are going to be okay with it. Some fans are going to absolutely love it. And some fans are going to absolutely hate it. And again, that's why, you know, Rossi and I, when the news broke today, I was like, hey, I was already planning on doing a show tonight. You want to come on and talk about this? Because it's a hot topic, and everybody wants to get their opinion out there. And that's why we do these shows. You have other shows out there that they want to put their opinion out there. If you disagree with them, whatever, here we want y'all to put y'all's opinion out there. We'll read your opinion, and we will discuss it and debate it a little bit. And that's what we've been trying to do. You know, when we comment back to yours and give our thoughts, it's not that we're trying to put anyone down. We're trying to debate our side. And if we have to agree to disagree, that's fine. I think Rossi and I are both okay with that. And trying to see if Titans Fox said the same thing I did. The NFL is what have you done for me lately? And looks like we're caught up here. And Sin City says, I appreciate the show. Fellers needed to vent. And, hey, yeah, Sin buddy. City, again, you know, everyone has their out. Some people were in the chat and, hey, talking about how good the move is. And I understand where you're coming from with needing to vent about it. Because, again, like a couple years ago, we were saying in J-Rob we trust. Now, though, there's been some points where we've been scratching our head saying, J-Rob, what are you doing here? You know, you guys look confused. So, you know, that's and TN Sports Hub says we all need to vent. I mean, yeah, if you've watched this team the last 2 weeks, you've needed to vent pretty much every day just to try and keep a level head. So,
right.
But Rossi, I feel like we've hit on a lot tonight. It's been good to see everyone's comments, have them in the chat. It's been a very interactive chat for us tonight. A lot of different opinions. Any final thoughts on this? I mean, we've pretty much hit it all, but I guess overall, not taking into account the timing of it, do you feel like this was probably the correct move for that Amy Adams Strunk needed to make?
You put me on a hot seat, didn't you?
No, I did.
I would say probably yes if it was like at the end of the season.
Mm-hmm. That's why I wanted to take the timing out of it.
So. The timing, okay. Yeah, I'm gonna say yeah. You know, I feel like that he's made a lot of real weird bonehead decisions lately, you know, and I think if you look at it in the grand scope of she's wanting to take another step, look, you know, in 5 weeks from now or eight, whatever, 2 months from now, if we're in the Super Bowl, they're going to say, oh, it's the best move she ever made. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just depends. You know, winning cures everything. J-Rob did a lot of winning here, and he deserves the utmost respect and credit for it. Is it the right move in the grand scope of things? I hope so, and I get where she's coming from. And there's been a lot of real questionable moves. I mean, in the past few seasons. In the beginning, there wasn't. I mean, you know what I mean? There wasn't really any real big questionable. You had the Conklin thing, you know, but I just feel like the last few seasons, there's been some really weird draft picks. There's been some really questionable moves, trading away fifth round picks for this and that. But it's like, you know, I get where she's coming from. And yeah, I think it's the right move long term. There was starting to get a lot of things going on lately where people were really getting on to J-Rob. And that video I made the other day, it was kind of just a joke, you know, like it was just kind of a funny video I made, like, because honestly, at the end of the day, nobody, I mean, Daly wasn't terrible at last season in Carolina. I mean, he wasn't as bad as he was this season, so it's hard to tell. Now, I mean, do you trade a draft pick away for the guy? No. Do you trade two draft picks for Des Fitzpatrick when St. Brown is there on the board? When everybody knew St. Brown was one of those guys. I mean, people were talking about him, and he was right there for the taking, but yet they trade up and waste a pick for Des. So I think it's a culmination of the last couple years and just things that are happening. I don't know if it's J-Rob trying to be too cute or be too go out on a limb too much. And who knows? J-Rob was maybe trying to hit on some home runs to get this team to a Super Bowl. Maybe he took a risk and he kind of swung and missed, and he knew maybe what the outcome could be, you know. But J-Rob's going to be fine. J-Rob's going to go on, get a job with the team. He's a good GM. There's a team out there who's going to need to be, you know, a lot of teams out there who could use his services, and he's probably going to go turn around another franchise, you know. So,
yeah,
all power to him and blessings to him. But I think, you know, at this point, as a whole picture, I think it's probably a good move.
And that's pretty much where I'm at. If you take the timing of it happening, you know, middle of the season out, is it a risk? Yes, because, yeah, he's put together these winning seasons. But as Titans fans, these consistent winning seasons and first round exits in the playoffs,
yeah,
that's not what we want.
Right.
We want a team that's going to go to the Super Bowl and win that Super Bowl. Now, I'm not saying you give up everything for that one moment and then go back to mediocrity for the next 20 years. Yeah, I mean, but you have to try and improve. And I think that's what we're doing with the moves that have been made the last couple of seasons. I have to feel like it is the right move. And you mentioned it with Des Fitzpatrick and St. Brown. You know, hey, they traded up, and they could have took St. Brown with that. You want to know the biggest difference there? One guy is on the practice squad, and one guy is out there making plays for his team week in and week out.
Potential Pro Bowler.
I mean, that is the biggest difference, and it's a guy that we could have had. Even, you know, hey, T. Higgins, a guy who just 2 weeks ago had a good game against us. There was a chance we could have had him as one of our receivers. Like, these are things that, you know, you have to kind of take into account over the last couple of years. And there were some more comments. Tighten Up says, optimistic that we are going to sign Big Jeff now. Titans Fox said, definitely the right move. We were too weak in some of our decisions and needed someone who wants to win regardless of money or whatever else. Team Leader says, what's up? And then Tighten Up. Let's see. Sauce Monster in here saying, what's up? What's up, Sauce? Hope you're doing well. Titan Fox saying, Tyler and Rossi, thanks for the impromptu show that I missed half of. You both expressed things a lot of us were thinking. And yeah, again, a lot of this, and one other thing I want to hit on, Rossi, before, you know, kind of closing this show down. You talk about giving up the 5th-round pick for Dennis Daly, and we've hit on it a couple of times. I'm looking at a graphic that No Flags Film put up on Twitter, and it is the highest sack percentage allowed for offensive tackles with a minimum of 300 snaps from 2014. Yep, from 2014 to 2022.
Oh, wow.
Dennis Daly is number one at 2.8%. But guess what? Then Dennis Daly makes a second appearance on here back in 2019 with 1.8%. So Dennis Daly is on this list twice out of all of the offensive tackles that have played 300 snaps for almost the last 10 years. Again, that speaks volumes.
Yeah.
I mean, it does. So, and just for people still in here, because we still got 35 in the chat here, one thing we hit on. We wish all the best for John Robinson. You know, hey, he, again, we thank him for how he came in, turned this franchise around, got us back on the right track.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things where it came time that we have to try and push past where we're at now and try to get to that next level. So that's what we got to do. Again, appreciate him for what he's done. But after the last couple of years, can't help but feel like this was the right move. Still got 37 people in here. Y'all make sure, go check out, go follow Titans Rossi on Twitter, at Titans Rossi. Check out his YouTube channel. Subscribe to him, Titans Rossi. Links are in the description. Y'all go find me on social media, the TikTok, at Titans Time. Again, putting up posts on there daily. Find me on Twitter, at Titans underscore time. Instagram, Titans Time Podcast. Facebook, Titans Time. Also, if you're in the live chat still, like I said, got 38 people in here. Y'all make sure, back out of this live chat, hit that like button. It helps the show out a lot. Hit that subscribe button if you haven't already. If it's red, click it. Turn it gray. Hit that bell notification so you never miss when I go live, when I upload new videos. Trying to hit 800 to 1,000 subscribers before the end of this year. Going to have to make a major push. So share the YouTube channel out with your friends and family. Have them subscribe. Truly appreciate it so much. The audio version is going to be up a little bit later for this podcast. Just search Titans Time Podcast, Stitcher, Spotify, Apple Podcast. Make sure you follow the podcast on those platforms. Leave a review and rate 5 stars. Again, it helps the show out so much, helps the show grow. The more the show grows, the more people we get in here, the more interaction we get, and just all around better it is. And Al Pierce even says, smash that like button. Spencer, one of my friends, says he'd rather play no left tackle than watch Daly play and lose brain cells. Dude generally just takes up air on the field. I mean, he does. Spencer says, Tyler, please tell people what your playoff chances are in our fantasy league. Let's hear that record. Well, it depends on which league you're talking about, Spencer. you know, and one of them.
I don't want to hear it.
And one of them, I'm sitting as the number one seed. And another one.
Wow.
Hey. And another one, I you know, you got teams like
in our league,
the Texans, that almost have a better record. but
you're number one
everyone,
in our league, right?
I'm number two in the Yahoo league with
league?
Everyone from Twitter.
You were number one.
But nope. Hey, I still got the bye week for the playoffs, so I'm happy about that. Trying to win that league, so. Everyone, appreciate y'all being here in the live chat for all the interaction tonight.
Yeah.
Rossi, thank you for coming on the show. Actually ended up going longer than I expected us to, and this show blew up a lot more than I really expected it to. But it's been a great conversation. Always a pleasure having you on here with me. Everyone, y'all have a great night. And this has been Titans Time. And as always, tighten up.